Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Shantagold conference call. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If you would like to queue for a question at any time throughout the call, please signal by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star one to ask a question. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Eric Zurin, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, operator. Good morning, participants. Thank you for attending this morning's conference call to hear an update on the West Kenya mineral resource upgrade that we announced this morning. My name is Eric Zurin. I'm the CEO of Shantagold, and we'll cover on this call a few slides taking you through what we've announced, what we achieved in 2021, and really what our plans are for 2022. We've included a presentation on the website, which has a number of four or five slides that that cover what was included in the RNS this morning, and I ask you to look at that presentation or to refer to the press release RNS that that was published. Beginning on slide three, this is a overview of the West Kenya project as it stands today. A few highlights to make. We believe the West Kenya project is indeed a multi-million ounce gold region that will be unlocked through additional exploration. We already know of world-class mines in the area owned by some of the largest gold producers, including Barrick and AngloGold. There are a number of numerous exciting targets in our portfolio, as you can see on this map. And throughout 2021, we've added a new mining, a new exploration region called the Rumula region, and we've also doubled the number of compliant resource targets to four from two through systematic exploration. In the Luanda region, we now have compliant resources at Isulu, Bushingala, and Bumbo. In the Rumula region, we have compliant resources at the Rumula deposit and six additional targets for further exploration. Our geologists believe that through systematic exploration, which has only really started less than 10 years ago, more discoveries will occur, and this is indeed one of the least or one of the most underexplored areas in gold exploration in its class. Moving on to slide four, which is a number of highlights that that cover the announcement today. Today's announcement covers the fact that we've increased resources by 31% to 1.55 million ounces of compliant gold resources. This now represents about 45% of Shanta's total resources across the group. I would note also that the 31% increase we believe will increase further, largely because 90% of our drilling last year was indeed for infill purposes. To that extent, we've also announced an updated resource at the Isulu and Bushingala deposits of 1.12 million ounces at a very attractive 10.8 grams per ton. And that now includes 34% in the indicated category, which was nil at the start of 2021. Indicated resources at Isulu and Bushingala are now up 221% since September, and total 378,000 ounces at 11.7 grams per ton, which is surpasses my own expectations for what we would achieve last year, and certainly is very encouraging for allocating more capital to this program in 2022. Now, of note, I mentioned the oxides, which are now in the indicated category of 67,000 ounces at a very attractive 15.8 grams per ton, and this has significant ramifications for managing capital capital expenditure as we look to construct West Kenya over the coming years. Finally, our target for 2022 at the Isulu, Bushingale, and West Kenya project overall is to convert another 700,000 ounces to the indicated category. 400 of those are at Isulu and Bushingale, and 300,000 ounces are at the Remulo target. Moving on to slide five, which is an overview of Isulu and Bushingale. Now, to give you some background, last year we drilled about 27,000 meters of infill drilling, and we added the 378,000 ounces of indicated resources at 11.7 grams per ton. This translates into about $4 to $4.5 million of pure drilling cost, which we think is an excellent allocation of capital to achieve at near 100% conversion into indicated. We can confirm through this work last year that mineralization is well constrained within the geological features. Well, what does this mean? It means the resource model is very robust. And how do we show that? It is not sensitive to the cutoff grade. In the RNS, we've included sensitivities to different cutoff grades, and what you can see is that the number of ounces and the grade holds relatively well despite changing cutoff grades. This is encouraging because it gives us more flexibility with different mining options as we progress the feasibility study, and it also gives us more confidence in the resource model. As I said, the 2022 target at Isulu and Bushingale is to double the number of indicated ounces from 378 to about 750 to 800,000 ounces by the end of the year. And that will be a very good basis to support the feasibility study that commences in May this year. Finally, as mentioned, we talk about the total oxide resource of about 146,000 ounces at 9.4 grams a ton. Again, these are excellent gold grades compared to almost any project globally, and certainly across the average gold grade globally, which I think is around about 1 gram per ton today. So it's a very strong start, and it'll show, as we expect in the feasibility work, that this has a great potential to be a low-cost, high-margin mining project. Moving on to slide six of the presentation, and what we've included here is just that, an illustrative pit shell of the Remulo deposit. Now, remember, Remulo is about 35 kilometers from the Isulu and Bushingale deposits. What does Remulo tell us, and why is it important? The first point I'd make is that it's confirmation of a second mining camp at our West Kenya project. When I first visited Remulo back in 2019, and then most recently last month, it's clear that as a illustrative pit shell here, we show Remulo has the ability, I think, to come into production quicker and more easily than an underground operation, naturally, because it's proposed as an open pit. And so earlier this month, we announced a maiden resource at Remulo of 434,000 ounces at an open pit grade of just over 2 grams. And this is important because we believe that through additional infill drilling at Remulo this year, we can convert and we target 300,000, possibly more ounces into inferred. We're drilling about 15 more holes of infill drilling. Now, Remulo is also quite different from Isulu and Bushingale in that it's sub-horizontal. You can see on this illustrative pit shell that the mineralized zones, there are about 20 mineralized zones, are almost similar to a flat pancake-like structure. And so every hole you put down at Remulo, you typically will drill through many, if not all, of these 20 mineralized zones. That becomes very efficient for infill drilling, and it also points to a relatively straightforward mining operation if in production with a low strip. Now, the final point on Remulo is that it gives us a lot of options across our West Kenya project. The first one is that it's a totally different area to Isulu and Bushingale. It's in a separate county, and it gives us the flexibility to bring it online sooner and to build our production base from a modest to much bigger operating platform at the West Kenya project. It also gives us the ability, as we will look at trade-off studies in the feasibility report that we're starting to prepare next month, gives us the ability to look at a centralized processing facility at Rumuda and trucking high-grade ore from Masulu and Bushingala in the years to come. None of this is definite, and this is part of the work that we will continue to do throughout the year. Now on to slide 7, and a few notes on what to expect in terms of news flow and share price catalysts over the coming months. As announced today, we have published our West Kenya resource update, included in that is an increase in total resources and a 221% increase in indicated, all at very high grades of 10 to 12 grams per ton. We'll shortly be announcing our sustainability report, which is an excellent piece of work prepared by a large number of our team members at site and outlines our commitment to community, government, and employees. As referenced in our press release this morning, we've had some excellent visual results from exploration drilling at West Kenya since the start of the year, and we'll be announcing those in April or May as the results come due. We expect our Q1 results to be ready towards the end of April, around about the 26th. We'll be starting the feasibility study work at the turn of the month into May. With a feasibility study manager who's joining us from Canada. And we'll be announcing our audited results, including intentions on capital returns in May. Finally, I would be remiss not to say we would give you an update on Singida, which continues to progress well in terms of the construction and is on track for first production in Q1 next year, taking us to that very attractive 100,000 ounce plus production threshold per annum. With that, I will end the call, or end the formal portion of the call, and open up to any questions.
Thank you, sir. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We will take our first question today from Ben Davis of Liberum. Please go ahead.
Morning, Eric. Can you hear me?
I can, Ben. Good morning.
Morning. Hi, yeah, just a couple of questions for me. One, congratulations on the resource upgrade, some great numbers in there. I was just curious, actually, just on in terms of exploration spend, if much is getting affected by the kind of inflationary environment we're seeing, and is everything still on budget and on track from that original, I think it was $35 million that you set for the to get it to DFS?
In terms of where I'd say we've seen inflation this year, Ben, is largely on raw materials, more on the production side of the business. We've seen some inflation in hard equipment, including items like steel. We've seen some inflation in labor, but we haven't seen yet anything come through on the drilling side. I imagine our friends in the drilling camps will be angling for that at some point. From our perspective, nothing yet. Now, I mean, we did announce our scoping study in 2020, which had capital estimates, which are now, the better part of two years old. And we'll have to be updating that as part of the feasibility study work. So I imagine all things being equal, you would probably see some inflation on those numbers, but I don't have anything to share today. We haven't even started the work.
Fair enough. And in terms of looking for at just, or I know it's not out today, but in terms of the, are we still on schedule for the mine plan at Nuleka in terms of hitting high grades in May at the Crown Pillar?
Yeah, it's interesting. So the short answer is yes. We actually broke through the Crown Pillar in February on the 24th. And we believe that, we said May was the initial target. We believe there's potential to bring that forward a little bit, possibly into April, but we'll provide a detailed update with our quarterly results on, hopefully, I think, around the 26th of April. So all on track, but possibly a slight improvement to that May target.
Excellent. Great. That's all for me. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you. We now move to David Sears of WH Ireland. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. First of all, congratulations on some fantastic results. I just wanted to refer back to slide 6 and the Ramoola deposit. Some horizontal horizons look to be wide open. Will they be explored in the near future? There seems to be significant scope for an extension or to expand the resource. Thank you.
That's a very good question. The way to characterize Ramoola, I think, is we've literally scratched the surface. We put the first hole down there under our campaign last year. There was some historical drilling that we were able to piggyback off of. But it's been drilled down to about 220 meters. We know it's open at depth. I would refer to it as largely unexplored. I think we literally spent a couple $100,000 doing drilling last year at Ramoola. And there's certainly potential. Now, the bigger story with Ramoola is, if you go back to that slide, I think it's slide 3, on the overview of the West Kenya project, the bigger story is using Ramoola as a mining center, or we call it the Ramoola region. And included in Ramoola in the region is about 6 other targets other than the Ramoola deposit. Now, you have targets like Misumbi, Maruka, and Denny. Denny, we put down one hole there last year. That was positive. Misumbi, we've completed now soil sampling. That is 10 kilometers on surface from east to west, with a potential high-grade zone in the middle. I mean, it looks like it's bulk tonnage at Misumbi, but, again, this is Yuri, as he calls it, the sleeping giant at Misumbi, which could be, he refers to it as a potential game changer, but it's, again, very early. So the way to think of Ramoola is, of course, we have the Ramoola deposit, but there's a much bigger story, which is the Ramoola region.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Now I'd like to turn the call back over to Mr. Zurin for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you very much, operator, and thank you to the audience for joining me today. This really is a culmination of a lot of hard work over the last 18 months to acquire the West Kenya project, start drilling last January, and here we are 1 year into our exploration work at West Kenya, and now we have nearly 400,000 ounces of indicated at nearly 12 grams per ton and a growing resource. So this is this really is the future. I think a big part of our growth story for Shanta. It's one to watch, and I imagine we'll be talking about West Kenya for literally 10 to 20 years to come from this region. Thank you very much, and look forward to providing the next update in due course.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.